It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The author of many of Colorado's recent police reforms says the larger investigation into the Aurora Police Department must continue after three officers were indicted in the death of Elijah McClain. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Democratic Representative Leslie Herod's Law Enforcement Accountability Bill from last year allows the Attorney General to investigate the patterns and practices of entire police departments to look for ways they may be violating people's rights. Herod says the McClain case shows how much that oversight is needed.
We continue to see departments lift up and support bad behavior, and that needs to be rooted out.
The AG has been using the new law to investigate the Aurora Police and Fire Departments over the past year. Aurora officials say they are cooperating fully in the investigation and are committed to reforming policing in the city. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The three Aurora police officers and two paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain turned themselves in last night. They've been released on bail. One of the police officers was fired last year. The other two have been suspended indefinitely without pay. Students at some Douglas County high schools Wednesday protested new mask mandates. CPR's Jenny Brendeen has more.
Student protesters say masking should be a personal choice, and they don't want to wear them anymore. The district's Paula Hans says families were informed on Tuesday that the district was following the Tri-County Health Department's new universal masking order for students and staff 2 years old and above.
We will work with our families and staff members who cannot tolerate a mask due to medical or mental health reasons.
The department says the Delta variant has led to an increase in case rates among children. Meantime, Douglas County commissioners voted to split from Tri-County and form their own health department. Jenny Brendeen, CPR News.
Colorado students struggled to learn during the pandemic. Just released state test scores are down from 2019. Young people around the state face disrupted learning and poor internet connection during the pandemic. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.